Germany, 1924. A time of tumult and uncertainty. The evening radio concert was about to begin.
Frankfurt am Main at frequency 467. Frankfurt am Main at frequency. What? No, absolutely not. Stay outside. Frankfurt am Main at frequency. What does she want? The children are already sleeping. I can't right now. What the hell? Frankfurt am Main at frequency. What do you want? What can you be thinking of? The quiet sign is already on.
Oh, please, just 2 minutes.
2 minutes for the fairy tale ant? All right. Going off the air, going off the air. No, no piano. Shut up, switch off the microphone.
What's the problem?
For God's sakes, what are you doing? You're ruining our concert. Our entire audience had to hear this.
The switch is kaput. I can't switch it off.
Oh, no. The switch is kaput.
Station off the air. Band, play. Fairy tale ant, out.
So what is going on here?
Herr Doctor, I don't know what I should do. I was just about to begin our concert, then the lady arrived. Anyway, we're on the air. Everything will be audible. The switch is kaput. Should I have station taken off the air?
Yes, of course. No, wait. My dear lady, if we absolutely must, we can settle our business here in public. What is the matter?
Herr Doctor. Please, just 2 minutes, Herr Doctor. In the evenings, you make such lovely music. You offer old music, modern music. Everyone really enjoys listening to it.
Radio station here. Absolutely. It will be broadcast. A little problem. I understand. You've paid your 2 marks a month. But that doesn't simply mean that...
Just hang up, please.
You offer both serious things and light things, but it's also terribly grown up. You're forgetting the children. They too...
But excuse me, my dear. Lady, the children get...
Their fairy tale hour, you were about to say. Yes, I know that. But do you really think it's sufficient? And even if it is sufficient for most children, still there are others.
Please, dear lady, you are talking about entirely new guidelines. We can't simply alter the general principles of our programming. We can discuss it at another time in the office, but certainly not now. We've got to get a program taken care of, and...
Especially, Herr Doctor, right now. Let me tell a fairy tale now, even if it's only for a single child who might still happen to be up.
But that's not going to work at all. Where would we end up if everybody decided to do whatever came to their minds?
Comes into their head. The station's gone crazy.
Once upon a time, there was a radio participant who was happy with whatever the station offered him.
We bring you the American commodity prices for October 24th, 1924. Number 1, 6, 7, 8 and a half. Number 2, 6, 7, 9.
Baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, because I'm filled with the touch of repossessed my car. Because I'm close to the edge.
What was that?
Not to lose my head.
For God's sake! What? How I keep from going under. Give me a glass of water, please.
Hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. Crazy lady living in the boat.
Brownstone, did you? Thank you. Was that audible at the controls?
Yes, indeed, Air Doctor. The whole thing.
Well, what did you hear?
Well, first the fairy tale aunt. Then in between came the emergency repair service. Then Air Meinl performed the two steps.
Stop! Wait. That's all correct. But then, who told the staff that they should talk Hermione?
Air Doctor?
So why did you suddenly strike up the two-step?
Well, you see, you yourself said that I should.
I said what? Not at all. I was...
Well, you told me besides that I should transmit the emergency repair announcements.
So, have you all become imbeciles? Or do you suppose I'm out of my mind? I certainly will not.
There's a persistent scraping sound in the equipment.
I'm asking all of you to be quiet. Well, there's nothing here. Do you hear anything out there?
No.
Then ask if something is wrong at the transmitter.
Nothing is amiss out there.
And then let's go on scraping. In God's name, Hiprao. Please tell me once and for all, very clearly. And think about it. Think of what you're saying. Who told you what? Why did you begin playing? And who's playing it in now?
No one.
I'm right here, not doing anything at all.
Tarnation! So you hear nothing? Quiet!
Sir Doctor.
Quite so, thank you. I beg your pardon, ladies and gentlemen. You've experienced it all with me. Something unprecedented has taken place. A piece of music has been heard, and we don't know where it's coming from. While all of you were standing around here, someone... But why are you looking at me that way? What's the matter now? Frau Shao, please, answer me something.
Right, Herr Doctor, the fact is, there was no piece of music. There wasn't a thing to hear.
What do you mean to say you didn't hear anything? After all, it was very loud and distinct. First, computer love, and yet you all stood there, looking bewildered.
We only stood there that way because you were so disturbed.
All right. That means, ladies and gentlemen, that means that I've lost my mind. That there's absolutely nothing more to be done. No. Yes. Whether the madness on the radio is going to stop soon? Haven't you heard anything? Nothing except nonsense? A long pause? Then glass shattering? That'll do. I don't have any time for this. Rachon, do you think it is possible, I mean, in principle, naturally, that music can sound which is actually not performed anywhere? I mean, do you consider it possible?
The artistic conception in person, Herr Doctor. Palestrina, Act One, our favorite images of Beethoven.
But I'm no composer!
The business manager's outside and would like to speak to you for a moment, Herr Doctor.
All right, I'm coming. My God, what is it?
He's lost his mind, he's raving.
Stuttman, ring for a doctor right away.
But which one?
It doesn't matter in the least, any doctor.
Very good.
What is he up to now?
He's speaking with the business manager.
The transmitter is turned off?
Of course.
Well then, dear lady, as certain as I am of standing here, that earlier music was heard here. A really insane music, like computer love, but with a virus. Everyone denies it. Not anyone here has touched an instrument.
Could it perhaps have been a foreign station?
Out of the question, it was here in this room. Tell me, do you think it's possible? Can it be?
What?
Well, that some music can sound without anyone playing it. Can you understand that?
No, it's completely impossible.
Yet it was actually pleasant here.
You must have been mistaken. Music of that sort would have to be, since no one is making it, assuming it existed, performed gratis. And from a business point of view, the idea of music of any sort, whatsoever, somehow originating here at the station, without a request for payment, arriving promptly, seems utterly far-fetched to me.
One doesn't get anywhere with cash book logic. Today we saw that demonstrated yet again. And anyway, this entire evening, first the fairy tale aunt who, where is she actually?
She's no longer here.
When did she leave? I didn't see her go. She simply disappeared. It's a plot. What more do you all want? Oh, but I'll get to the bottom of it. I'll dictate a report at once. Summon the typist.
But dear fellow, calm yourself. The typist cannot be here. We're in the station and not at the office.
But no, he's here already. Sir. Kindly type report. Do you have that?
Yes, Herr Doctor.
On October 24th, 1924, at 8:30 in the evening, the normal... Do you have that?
At 8:30 in the evening, as usual.
Everything concert was to begin. Already during the introductory remarks.
Oh, he's really insane. I don't know.
So what do you want, tarnation? Will you please quit disturbing me? I'm dictating. Quiet. Be still. You don't hear anything? The band!
Good evening.
Ah, the doctor. Thank God, the doctor.
Oh, what? Who? The doctor? Who sent for him? Are you idiots or what? I don't need a doctor. You're crazy. Go, sir, for God's sakes. And to that, depart from this station immediately, or...
Calm yourself, Herr Doctor. I am not a medical man.
All right, so who are you?
Who are you, then? Why have you come here? By the way, I do know you. Seems to me...
Indeed, you do know me, Herr Doctor. Several days ago, I visited you in the office.
Right, he's the nutty conjurer who wanted to be engaged for an evening so that he could perform his magic tricks on the radio.
What was it he wanted?
He wanted to perform sleight of hand tricks, things that one only sees on the radio. He wanted to do conjuring tricks on the radio.
I have done conjuring tricks on the radio.
You've done what?
I've had my revenge. I've taught you a lesson. But no Esperanto lesson. A magic lesson. You didn't want to believe in me. I've compelled you to do so. Why didn't you let me demonstrate my tricks on the radio? For the people. Innocent, light-hearted magic tricks, where they would have enjoyed. I really urged you to believe me. The radio listeners could become radio spectators, thanks to my powers. And you laughed at me. People would have seen all the comical things in their electron tubes, in their detectors. Seen, yes, seen. Herr Doctor, the same as you see me standing here before you. Yes, and even more, in just the way that these same radio listeners are seeing me at this very moment. Ladies and gentlemen, look steadily, very steadily into your receiver, into the glow color of your vacuum tubes, at the crystal of your detector. I'll count to three. On three, you will all see me. Actum, one.
Sir, this is sheer craziness.
Get this man into an insane asylum.
What is going on?
What is this?
I don't believe it.
You're locked up.
Safe.
They want with me.
Don't forget, my esteemed Herr Doctor, that 5 minutes ago, they wanted to clap you in an insane asylum.
What? Did they want with me?
Well, once again, you don't believe.
I don't believe anything. It's all nonsense. The only thing that is certain is that we have things to do here, and you are disturbing us.
That's right. Get out. Scram. Beat it. Get lost. Come on. Get out of here. Enough of you.
You're not to be converted? What's so important that you have to do?
We want to offer people something beautiful. They have desire to listen to any more of your Houdini shenanigans. Let's transmit. Mainu, Meriton, up with you. On with the show. We're playing the Blue Danube Waltz. Good old Strauss. Good, cheerful music. to go against all this confusion and nonsense. Why don't you start? Stutman, announce it!
Frankfurt am Main, frequency 467. We will now play on the beautiful Blue Danube by Johann Strauss.
Well, what's the matter? Let's go! Begin! What's the matter? Let's go! Faster!
We can't! We can't!
Don't laugh! It's going to go! It has to! Again! Again!
And you still don't believe?
No. I mustn't believe in this nonsense. I'll be kaput, finished, if this nonsense wins out.
Then you're sure to go to rack and ruin.
You think so? Play!
You see, like a gramophone that's stuck.
Stop! I can't go on any longer.
Do you still want to go on not believing me?
Well, that means I'm really licked. That this nonsense is proven right. That it's really true. That we wanted to do something that's good and could not because someone else wanted to do something that's bad. Which would mean then that everything... No. It's out of the question. The entire world order would have to have changed or have to have collapsed. A complete new way of looking at things would have to have been devised. World history would have to no longer make sense. Order would have to no longer rule. We might as well shoot ourselves. No! No! I admit that we don't always stay alert, and that if we don't, we could be defeated. But in the final analysis, if we stand for order and you for disorder, and order is surely the right thing and disorder the wrong thing, and what's right has to be stronger than what's wrong. And that's why, if we will it, we'll inevitably be stronger than you. Yes, indeed, my friend. Now, let's play the music one more time, but this time it will be fine. Go, the beautiful Blue Danube! They persisted.
Das Ende. control the environment that surrounds him. On July 8th of last year, he succeeded. On that day, a miracle dial was used. A dial that man could turn to change his surroundings. At the time, this phenomenon was reported by news commentators over a closed-circuit broadcast.
Thank you.